relationships, parenting, faith. Discover books that will help you grow. The Wednesday Bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this week for the Wednesday Bookmark is Tim Challies. Tim is a pastor, speaker, and author who lives with his family in the Toronto area. More than 30,000 people visit Challies.com each day, making it one of the most widely read and recognized Christian blogs in the world. We're going to talk this morning about his book. It's called Epic, an around-the-world journey through Christian history. Really appreciate your time this morning, Tim.
I'm glad to be here.
This entire storied adventure of yours began with a simple breakfast. Tell us about that breakfast and what it led to.
Sure. So I had had this idea of traveling around the world to find historical objects through which I could tell the story of the Christian faith. So objects that were in some way especially significant or that told a story beyond themselves. And so I had this idea of doing this journey and even mapped it all out, put together a proposal, but had no one to send the proposal to. Where could I get the means to be able to do a journey like this? And literally the day after I mapped this all out, somebody got in touch with me, said he represented a group of businessmen. He wanted to have breakfast and talk about, is there any project you've ever really wanted to do, but money has been an object? So I knew just the thing, and they were willing to fund it for me, so off I went.
Let's begin with the time you spent in Rome. What were you there to see?
Sure. So I went to Rome to explore especially early Christian history. As you know from reading your Bible, a lot of early Christian history took place right there. And of course, Christianity was centered in Rome for many years. And so I was looking for objects related to the very early church and found some neat things there, including something that's called the Alexamenos Graffito, which is the earliest known portrayal of Jesus Christ on the cross. Interestingly, he has the head of a donkey, which shows that this was not a flattering portrayal. And meanwhile, there's somebody bowing to this donkey on a cross, this donkey man on a cross. And the graffiti says, Alexamenos bows to his God, or he worships his God. So this is the earliest known representation we have of Jesus Christ. And you can see from even the beginning of church history, Christians were persecuted.
You mentioned in chapter 5 that Scotland is one of your favorite countries in the world. Was your time there as special as you hoped it might be?
It was wonderful. So I've been to Scotland on a number of occasions in the past and always enjoy it. And this time was able to balance spending time in the great outdoors there, just exploring the beautiful scenery, but also exploring the history of Christianity there. And it has deep Christian roots, and Scots took the gospel far and wide as part of the missionary endeavors. And then also just as settlers who went to countries like our own, many Scots settled here, as we've seen, especially out on the East Coast. And so they had a huge influence in the world post-Reformation.
You actually went to Switzerland twice, right? What was the reason for that?
Yeah, well, I went to Switzerland, actually, if you believe it, three times. So I went first. I started this journey as just a book and went there and explored and found some neat things. And after my first trip, had somebody get in touch and say, I've heard about this. I think it would make a great film. And so we redid the journey this time to capture it on film. And Epic is a book. There's also an accompanying DVD, 10 episodes of my travel journey around the world showing these things we found. And then I went back a third time. I enjoyed it so much. And over the course of all this travel, saved up so many airplane miles, I was able to get my family there for a vacation as well. So it's one of my favorite places on all the earth.
I'm glad you mentioned the documentary. I wanted to bring that up. How can people access that?
Yeah, in Canada, it's a little more difficult than in the States, but as Canadians, we're used to that, having fewer options. It is available on DVD through Amazon, also through places like Westminster Books. If you don't mind shipping it across the border, you'll find it there. And eventually, it will come on iTunes and some of those other streaming channels in Canada.
Okay, a couple more questions, Tim, before I let you go. Of all the historical characters that you encountered in your round-the-world journey, you say that none of them blessed you more at a personal level than Amy Carmichael. Mm-hmm. Tell us about her. Discuss your time in Ireland, her birthplace.
Yeah, so Amy Carmichael was a missionary who left Ireland and spent most of her life in India. So we began in Ireland exploring her birthplace, exploring the church she founded there, and we found her Bible, the Bible that she had studied and read and had been her sustenance for so many years through very difficult times. We found that Bible and were able to go through it, spend some time with it, interact with it. It was wonderful. And then we ended up going to India, all the way to the very, very southern tip of India, where she founded Donavur Fellowship, which still remains to this day. It's still going strong. There's still missionary work going on there, or pastoral work going on there. And remarkably, we weren't expecting this, we met an elderly woman there who was brought to the orphanage there as a child. She was brought in as an infant, handed to Amy Carmichael, who prayed for her and gave her her name. And this woman had lived her life there, dedicated her life to it, and is serving there still. So that was an amazing link between today and the past, between our time and this historical character. It was wonderful.
In the last chapter, you actually talk about the YouVersion Bible app, and you transition, in effect, to looking back to looking forward. How do you think things like technology and even what's happening now with the COVID-19 situation and all of that are changing the way that we live out our Christian faith today?
Well, one of the things that stood out to me as I traveled around the world was how many Bibles there were and how many important Bibles there were. And maybe it's going to be to our loss that many of us will not be leaving Bibles to our children and leaving Bible to history the way people did in the past. I could read Amy Carmichael's Bible. I could read George Mueller's Bible. I could read the Bible that was there at the founding of Australia. These are some amazing treasures. Today, as we migrate to apps, it's going to be pretty hard to leave my YouVersion app to my kids and make it at all meaningful. So that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is something. I think the final chapter, I was just trying to show that the world has changed, and Christians have always been quick to take advantage of changes in media, just like the printing press ushered in the great time of the Reformation. Who knows what this transition to electronic media will usher in. We sure have seen Christians, like in YouVersion, using it for great, great good, and radio itself was a remarkable invention Christians very quickly harnessed for the good of others and the glory of God.
Epic and around-the-world journey through Christian history. Tim Challies, our guest this week for the Wednesday Bookmark. Really interesting stuff. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Tim.
You're very welcome.
To hear this interview again or to discover more great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark, brought to you by booksforchrist.com. Proudly Canadian, booksforchrist.com.